So day two at the Brentwood Festival, and I'm joined by Roisin O'Hagan. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. You?
Good, I'm very well, thank you. And you did your performance earlier. How do you feel it went?
It was really fun. I thought it was good, yeah. It's cool.
And did you have a lot of people watching you?
There were quite a few, actually. She sat at the front listening and played a few like slow songs as well. It was quite nice, yeah.
How did you feel to be performing in front of people? Is that something you do quite regularly?
I gig maybe at least once, sometimes twice a week, and I've been doing this for maybe a couple or so years, actually more than that now, so I'm quite into it now, and I quite like the feeling of it, so yeah.
What was it that made you want to get into music?
Music's always been around our house. My parents have always been playing music and just randomly in different rooms in the house. It's always on somewhere. I've just always kind of grown up listening to it and just kind of fell into it.
And what kind of genres do your parents play that's had an influence in your life?
Quite different artists and things, really. Like, my dad will be into, like, Bruce Springsteen and stuff, and my mum will be into whatever, really. I quite like a lot of different types of music, so, yeah, it's good.
So do you prefer the older kind of genres, or do you like what's currently in the charts at the moment?
A bit of both, really. I quite like a bit of dance music on the edge of everything as well, but also I like the older stuff, like my dad's Bruce Springsteen taste and everything. So it's range, really.
So how would you describe your kind of music?
Best way to describe it probably be just acoustic singer-songwriter, pop, rock, folk kind of songs. Yeah, I think if it had a band around it would sound a lot bigger, but for the moment it's just normal singer-songwriter. Yeah.
Is that something you maybe want to progress into, have a band behind you?
I'd love to have a band one day. It's just about finding the right kind of people and the right people to like fit your music and everything. But yeah, one day.
Oh, and you mentioned that you're a singer-songwriter, so you do write your own songs. Where do you get your inspiration from when you're writing?
Inspiration's probably just from everyday life and just everyday feelings. I'm quite like an emotional person, I suppose, so I just kind of throw everything into them.
So you use your emotions to get your songs out?
Yeah, it's quite like therapeutic, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And you do play guitar. How old were you when you started guitar?
Probably around 12. Yeah, I'd say around 12, so been playing like maybe a few years now, so I really enjoy it. I basically haven't put it down since I picked it up.
Oh wow. And did you teach yourself or did you have lessons?
I've never had a guitar lesson. I don't think I could stand having guitar lessons.
Really?
No.
I can't. My dad's tried to teach me guitar a couple of times, but my fingers just hurt too much on the strings. How do you do it?
You do get used to it in the end. You get little marks and they just, you kind of get used to it, but I think if you're into playing it enough, you just kind of forget about the marks and the pain, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess if it's passion, it's something you want to do, yeah. Then don't complain about it. So do you gig locally in the area? Because you're from, where are you from?
I'm from Chelmsford, so I gig quite a lot in Chelmsford. I gig at The Basement quite a lot, Asylum, just venues around there. I also end up in like Suffolk and Ipswich quite a lot as well, so.
Oh, how does that come about?
Just from every gig you play, you get more connections, I suppose, and every time you venture out somewhere new to play a gig, you end up getting more gigs from around that area, and it's good, it's fun.
Can you remember your first ever gig?
My first ever gig was probably at the High Barn in Great Bardfield when it was still open. I'm not sure how many people have heard of it, but it was a really special venue, quite a secretive venue, and everyone knew it, loved it. And yeah, I think I played my first set of original songs live to an audience there. That was scary. But
I bet. Have you ever had any embarrassing moments while performing?
Oh, just the odd kind of mess up and things like getting lines wrong and stuff. It's quite easy to pick up and carry on, I suppose, but I think you notice it more when you're playing the song than the audience do when you mess up, so I think you just have to get on with it because it does happen.
Yeah, it's best to carry on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just pretend it didn't happen. So you're still quite young, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17, new music already, that's incredible. So where would you like to be in 10 years time?
Just hopefully somehow making them living from doing music of some kind, whether it's writing, performing, doing my own kind of artist stuff still. I just want to carry on doing it as much as I can.
Would you ever consider writing for other people?
I'd love to write for other people. I love songwriting, and the whole songwriting craft in itself is something that I'm really into, so I'd love to go down that route as well.
If there was anyone famous that you could write a song for, who would it be and why?
Probably, if you'd asked me 2 or 3 years ago, I probably would have said Taylor Swift. I was that girl into Taylor Swift. Her old stuff, mostly. I was really into her old music, basically. Loved that. And I'm also really into Counting Crows nowadays. So, yeah, either of them would be, like, the dream artists, I suppose.
Cool. And we were talking just before the interview that you're looking forward to seeing Pixie Lott tonight.
Yeah, yes, I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to come back later on and see her. She's going to be good.
Is there anyone else that has stood out for you at the festival today?
I haven't seen many people yet because it's quite early still. But I think my dad wants to see a couple of people, and my mum and me want to stick around for the Human League as well.
Yeah, they should be good.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to have been asked to play at a festival with such big names?
It's pretty cool, actually, because some of my friends will say to me, oh, look, you're on this poster with Pixie Lott. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I like it. It's nice to see. And see the posters with my name on with them as well, yeah.
That would be pretty cool. And what is it about the Broadway Festival in particular that made you want to perform here today?
It's just got a really nice atmosphere and everyone's really kind of buzzing and excited all the time. Nice. Oh, thank you very much. Nice to see you.
Just had a compliment with someone walking past.
yeah, I just like it here. It's got a nice sort of vibe and everyone's really excited.
Cool. So what else have you got planned to do at the festival today other than listen to music?
Probably stick around at the second stage quite a lot, just see who's on there, maybe wander around the main stage a bit more. Yeah, and eat.
Yes, that's a good plan. Well, I will let you get on with your day. Thank you very much for interviewing.
Nice to speak to you.